And Jesus said, which of you convinceth me of any sin? Jesus himself couldn't sin, did not sin, but the others, he forgave them. I came not in the world to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved. Who is the accuser?
Moses the law.
The accuser is cast down. Is the accuser cast down? Come on. It's in the book of Revelation, chapter 12, verse 10. Well, is the accuser cast down? We're working on it. But would you agree with me that when it says, now is come salvation, strength, the kingdom of God and the power of Christ, that is not past tense. That did not occur when Jesus came. Now has come salvation, strength, the kingdom of God and the power of Christ. It's yet to occur. Now there are three times that we've got to change. The first time is at Passover. What happens at Passover? Spirit change. Jesus enters the heart. The second time is Pentecost. What happens? The Holy Spirit comes on your what? Soul, mind. Receive with meekness the engrafted word, which is able to save your soul. Then the people were already saved in their spirit. But the third experience is the experience of tabernacles. And at the tabernacle experience, it's always accompanied by a doxa, which is a what? Glory, aura, light that surrounds the physical body. How's that for this tabernacle experience? And every time that you have the tabernacle, you have that Shekinah glory that's on the tabernacle of the man. Throughout the whole history of the Bible, it's the same thing. And I'm submitting for your analysis that your tabernacle experience will be when you can actually participate in the gospel of the uncircumcision. When you can actually cast down the accuser. Because when the law came, sin revived and I died. But how many know that the last enemy to be overcome is what?
Death.
And it will become at the Feast of
Tabernacles.
And so, in overcoming death, does the Bible say to seek immortality?
Mm-hmm.
Seek glory,
honor.
Now, glory is for the body.
Mm-hmm.
Honor is for the body. Immortality is for the
body.
And tabernacles is for the what? Know ye not that your body is the tabernacle. So the tabernacle experience is for the physical outer shell body. And there'll be a light aura around it, a glory. And the key to entering, or let's say it the other way, the lock on the door to keep you out, is the accuser. You see it? It accuses us before our God day and night. And when he's cast down, he has no more power over us. Because Jesus came to eliminate sin. His blood is a covering for sin. So now he says, do this that I say. A new commandment I give unto you. So it's not all that old stuff. It's simple. Watch for the return of the Son of Man. Love one another. When we preach and teach that Jesus was ordained of God and he came to bring remission of sins and be a light to the Gentiles, it's that simple. Four commandments that Jesus gave. Four in Ptolemaic commandments, and that's all. That's how easy it is to be a Christian in the gospel of the uncircumcision. But if you want to be a Christian with the gospel of the circumcision, thou seest, brother, how many Jews there are which believe, and they are all zealous of the
law.
So now, brother, If you're going to be a Christian in the gospel of the circumcision, you must not only say yes to Jesus Christ, but you must say yes to the brothers who are zealous of the law. And now you must keep touch not, taste not, handle not, which eventually, at the Feast of Tabernacles, will all perish with the using. Are you ready to go all the way? Or must we keep right on back in that old system, that old thing? Or can we go on all the way in Jesus Christ? I'm submitting for your analysis that Peter could not. So, in John 13, how many remember the story? How many have read my purple book, The Key to the Priesthood? And the 13th chapter is the entry into the Pentecost through the second veil. So Jesus said, I go. And Peter said, I'll go with you. And then Jesus said to Peter, all right, Peter, you can go, but not now. Later on, you'll go through Pentecost. Later on, in chapter 16, Jesus said, I go again. This time, Jesus was going through the third veil into the tabernacle experience. And Peter said, I go. And Jesus said, no, Peter, you can't go. Peter, you can have the salvation of your spirit. You can have the salvation of your soul. And it will be in progression. But Peter, you will be taken where you would not. Isn't that what he said to Peter? Peter said in 2 Peter, it's expedient. I must write this quickly because I'm about to depart this body. I had been saved in my spirit. I'm being saved in my soul, but my body will not be saved. Now, whether or not John's body was saved is a matter of scriptural conjecture. Do you remember that there was even a rumor that that disciple would not die in the physical body? And Jesus said to Peter, who was asking Jesus about the rumor, Peter, keep your nose in your own business. You're going to die. But what I do with Johnny here is between him and me. I didn't say he would. I didn't say he wouldn't. I'm not talking about that. Pete, keep your nose in your own business. Remember that? That's an Ebal paraphrase, but that's kind of like what he said there. But Peter said, I have been saved in my spirit. I'm being saved in my soul, but my body will not be saved. But there is reserved in heaven an inheritance, incorruptible and undefiled, that fadeth not away, a salvation and deliverance ready to be revealed in the, say it, last days. There's going to be a revelation of a further deliverance, a further salvation. And it will take place in which days? The last days. Now we know that Jesus is the Savior. Is that correct? Jesus saved my spirit. Also, Jesus is the baptizer into the Holy Spirit, and he brings the Spirit to my soul. Also, in the physical realm, Jesus also is the pattern son, and I follow the pattern son all the way into the Holy of Holies, the tabernacle experience, when it's my physical body that's being entered upon or having something done to. Is that all right? So then, Jesus is involved always in every step. But it's Jesus in the heart, then he sends the Holy Ghost to the head, and then, I don't know exactly how, but for lack of a better thing, I'll paraphrase it, he sends the glory to our body. Is that okay? Because he's the pattern center, we follow him into the glory. Or at least he is the leader into the glory, so to speak. Because it's Jesus all the way. You never get rid of Jesus. See, he's always involved. But certainly, when Jesus was in the heart, it was a wonderful, marvelous experience, was it not? Covered by the blood of Jesus, relieved from past sins. But here's something that I run into often. The blood of Jesus technically and theologically covered our past sins, and that's his purpose, to destroy the works of the devil. But we can't believe it. So when trouble comes, we think we're in trouble because of some past sin. Come on, Christians, and let me see your hands. How many of you have thought you were in trouble because of some past sin? Raise your hands. Lord, forgive the others who didn't raise their hands. Every one of us at times have thought that the trouble we were in was because of something we have done. Come on. Or maybe it's something that our family did, or, you know, who knows what, or did or didn't or something. It's because of something that we did or didn't do. And that's wrong, just as wrong can be. See, when you think that way, then you're allowing the accuser, come on now, to accuse you before God. And how can he accuse you of anything that's been covered by the blood of Jesus? He cannot. But what do? We turn right around and give the power back to him. Come on. And how many times have I seen people looking for the will of God in the Old Testament for their own lives? And the Bible is very clear that the Old Testament brings death. That which was ordained to life, I found, brought me to death. Why? Now look, the Old Testament is a schoolmaster. I don't get rid of it. In fact, if you look at my Old Testament, you'll find out it is marked just as much as the New. It's studied just as much every page. Well, I found a couple pages the other day I was looking that I didn't have marked from some kind of a study, one reason or another. But that's not our purpose. Not that we're in Jesus Christ. It's a schoolmaster to lead us. And why do we go back? Why do we go back? The reason? We're just not graduating. We haven't had the Feast of Tabernacles. But when you have the Feast of Tabernacles, you'll be able to really move in the complete purpose of Jesus. You'll be able to cast out the works of the cast out his, that's devil, flesh, all right. Cast out his tools, cast out everything he uses against us. Cast out the accuser of the brethren that stand before our God day and night in heaven. And we'll stand perfectly free in what Jesus has already done. From now on, it'll be not what we do, it's what Jesus did. For we're under the gospel of the uncircumcision. But do you know what? You're not. Every person here was raised under the gospel of the
circumcision.
Tell the truth. I don't care who you are. I don't care what denomination or church. And you say, well, I didn't go to church. Well, you were still in my society, mister. And society has got a lot of the gospel of the circumcision. Touch not, taste not, handle not. This is the way you'll find favor with God. Friend of mine, along this line, good friend, Mennonite brother, was taught by his mother that the Bible says cleanliness is next to godliness, as she scrubbed behind his ears. And that old man still looks in the Bible for where it says that. And it's not there. Now, I think you ought to be clean. But that's not the way to God. For that's the gospel of the
circumcision.
Teaching us that we can do something or not do something. You see, the law of love would make you take a bath. Come on now, do you see what I'm driving at, wouldn't it? Well, or you love the people that have to sit next to you. So Mama said, I had to fight with you to get you in the tub, and now I have to fight with you to get you out of the tub. Do we have any mamas who ran across that one before? All right.
Grandma, too.
Yeah. But the law of love would cause us to take a bath. Not because we're finding favor with God. I hope it'll cause you to find favor with men.
Yeah.
If you take a bath. Or whatever else. So our object is not... You want to say that for the tape? No, all right. Our object is not any longer to allow the accuser of the brethren to accuse us before our God, but to be led of the law. But to be led of the law of love. Not to be led of the law of Moses, but to be led of the law of Jesus Christ. He sums it up this way, to love God and love our neighbor as ourselves. On this hangs the law and the prophets. This is what it's all about. The law of love wraps it all up. He said, not one jot or tittle shall pass from the law till all be fulfilled. Then he turned right around and said, I've come to fulfill the law. Yet we still find people dotting the I's and crossing the T's of the law when he said, I already fulfilled it. He fulfilled the law. He said, it'll not pass till he fulfills it. He did fulfill it. Literally, that means cram up and make full all the way to the top, overflowing, brimful, and then running out. He did that. And now we're still going back. Tithing of the mint and cumin. Of course, he was speaking to the Pharisees when he said, this you should have done, but you should not let the mercy and the judgment, justice, undone. So we hope that we're making sense tonight when we find out the purpose of Jesus is to destroy the what? Say it.
Works.
Say it. Works. Works of the devil. And what are the works of the devil? He takes the law of Moses and he applies it against us, bringing us back into condemnation. And condemnation brings death. And he's manifest to destroy those works. When are we going to get the message? When are we going to come out of it? When are we going to actually allow Jesus to destroy the works of the devil? He did it, and we turn right around and hand the power back to the devil. Come on, tell the truth, don't we? All right. I think it's a reasonable prayer request tonight that I pray for you, that you will actually agree with me in sincerity that you'll not allow that accuser to stand before God again. Is that all right? Would you stand with me while we pray? Our Father, in Jesus' name, we pray now that this lesson will really make sense to our friends here and also to the friends around the world who'll be listening to this tape, wherever they are. We pray, Lord, that this will make sense. That we realize that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God. He's come in the flesh, that Jesus is Lord. That Jesus has fulfilled all the law. That our righteousness is as filthy rags. We pray, Lord, that all of us will realize that when we stand before you, when we have to stand in our own righteousness, it will be as filthy rags, horrible-looking robes. We stand now as candidates to be cleansed by the blood of Jesus. You put on the robes of righteousness, even the righteousness of Christ, and even the faith of Jesus. And now, Lord, we pray that each one of us will no longer allow our minds to lead us in wrong ways and wrong paths because of fear of the past, because of something that's been done, because of mistakes. Yes, we've all made them, Lord. We recognize that. But we ask for the covering of the blood of Jesus Christ to cover all of our sins and all our mistakes and all of our past. Lord, we grant to every person here a good future. We pray, Lord, that every person here will have a bright, good future. A better tomorrow. Not condemned by the mistakes of yesterday, but released in the Spirit to go and sin no more. We pray, Lord, that every person here will cast out the accuser of the brethren that stands before our God day and night accusing us, making us depressed. That we'll stand cleansed through Jesus Christ and not allow that accuser to come against us anymore. Give us salvation and strength in the kingdom of God and the power of your anointing in each life. We pray. Now, Lord, we pray that every spirit and every soul and every body will be preserved blameless unto the coming of the Lord. In His name we pray. Amen. For a free